Blog Talk Radio.
For nothing, but there was a remnant that was scattered through the land. Remember, he wrote the laws with the finger of his hands. These laws are my life and the length of our days. So instead of clinging to him, we were seeking our ways. Almighty words strong to prophesy the dry bones. Get me back home with David on the throne. An independent nation where the righteous left alone. Where we serving the creator, misery forever gone. The people that the darkness have seen the great light. Ears we can't hear, eyes with no. Hard to grasp all our greatness in the mirror. We can read it in the scriptures, but our people still consider that one day this land will fall. That the books to be open, y'all will judge us all. No need to be fake, no. Put every nation on trial, bow down to his greatness. Right to the ancient of past, know that y'all gonna require what's past. See, the one thing I ask of the king of the throne is how to get over the fear of unknown. Uncertainty, I know we all sin, but we still our people. You're not slain for us, still say your ways unequal. The nerve of a man to pass judgment on the entity that breathes out life and created them. But when the chips are down, you're the one that we turn to. Carried out your words from the past and you still do. So I'ma read these laws that y'all put in these scriptures and be the sharpest sword for them and start slaying the wicked. See, the day has risen when no more Christians would say Christ saved them or Uncle Al made them, cause y'all a humble any person replied for to know who we are and that's something to die for. The people that the dark never seen a great light. Ears we can't hear, eyes with no sight. Hard to grasp all our greatness in the mirror. We can read it in the scriptures, but our people still consider that one day this land will fall. That the books will be open, y'all will judge us all. No need to be fake, no, falsify sales, cause y'all way will put every nation on trial. Bow down to its greatness. Wicked men don't feel love, he just practice vanity. Y'all's harmony to my mind, knowledge is self, is true sanity. Y'all's word is water, I live in it like fish in the sea. First moon, flowers grow, light shine more, my life is short. Serving Yah, not so for the wicked man, for who shall stand in judgment? Only the righteous, wicked under the soul of my old hate loafers. A foolish work is folly. This the best of Yah word, Yah turns to Shabbat. I not observe Muhammad the JC word, so absurd. My loins are gird, never stirred of uncircumcised heathen who dared to. The armies of Yah in my trial, I shall be acquitted, repatriated to a land with few. Make it on the earth, bow down to his greatness. The people that the darkness have seen a great light. Ears we can't hear, eyes with no sight. Hard to grasp all our greatness in the mirror. We can read it in the scriptures, but our people still consider that one day this land will fall. That the books will be open, y'all will judge us all. No need to be fake, no, falsify sales, cause y'all. Our way will put every nation on trial, bow down to its greatness.
Shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give honor and glory and praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. My name is Brother Obadiah Yisrael. I'm a teacher here at the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street, alongside with my brothers, Moray Isha Yisrael, Moray Neftali Yisrael, and our senior Moray, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. This is nothing but the truth, standing in for our beloved elder, bringing you nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them is. Yah is our lawgiver. Yah is our judge. And Yah is our king. Yah is the savior of Israel and of the world. So with that said, we're going to get into our presentation. And Shabbat Shalom that are listening via the internet. The subject matter that Yah inspired me to come with today is dealing with this program is named Nothing But the Truth. And from this podium, nothing but the truth is issued from this podium because it's speaking the true words of the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. But all throughout the world, our people are under the impression that they already know the truth, that they're sponsored by the truth, that they're guided by the truth. They believe that they're even leading people in the way of the truth. And they put truth in all in their titles because they want you to know that this is something that's certified. This is something that is authentic. This is something that can be duplicated. It's a one of one. But what is truth? Is truth according to what I believe? Is truth according to what you believe? Is truth based on our opinions and our points of views? Or is truth what is stated in the book of Psalms 119? And in the book of Psalms, the 119th division, I'm going to read the 142nd verse. And it reads that thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. And I agree 100%. Yah's law is the truth. Because what is Yah's law? It's his word. It's his very word that authenticates the truth. So if you're in search of the truth, and if you're in need of the truth, and you're in counsel of the truth, and you have a yearning for the truth, then you must ask yourself, what is the truth? And the answer was given right here. It says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. So if we want to be righteous, and to be righteous, you have to be right. You have to be correct. You have to be on point. Well, how can you be right? How could you be correct? How could you be on point and not have the word of Yah in your midst? Not have the word of Yah in the meditation of our hearts and our minds? How can you not have the word of Yah uttering out of your mouth? If we can't back up or substantiate anything that we say with the word of Yah, then we can't say that this is the truth. We can say it would seem to be a truth. I'm under the impression that it's the truth. I can show you a testimony of what it appears to be the truth. But you have to be able to establish the matter. Now, if you can establish it and it's established by the words of Yah, now you know that you're cooking with some pure fire. Now you know you're cooking with something clean. How do we know that the words of Yahweh are the truth? Well, because simply put, we're living in Yahweh's truth. Everything that Yah said that he created in Genesis, the first chapter, we're living in it. We're living in the earth that Yah created. When the Most High said that the greater light, the sun, rules by day, and the lesser light, the moon and stars, rule by night, that's a truth. Because those are things that can be verified. Those are things that you can witness to. Those are things that I can witness to. When the Most High said that the Most High said he rested on the seventh day and he was refreshed. Well, take on Yah's Sabbath day and learn how to praise Yahweh and refresh yourself, and you will see the full benefits of the rest that Yah has given to his people. You can see the herbs that Yah has brought forth. You can see the beast of the field. You can see man standing here today. Now, according to what science would teach or what history would teach, all this happened by chance. All of this happened by coincidence. It was just a big boom, and then all of a sudden, some apes and chimpanzees and monkeys came out of this big boom, and they evolved into man. But what did Yahweh say about the matter? Yah said that man came on the sixth day. He created man on the sixth day. Now, if you look in what the order of six is, it's the blessing of man and beast. And you could truly see that if we're doing the things and if we read in the testimonies and the laws of Yah's words and we see in the order, you can see the blessing of man and beast. For example, turn with me to Exodus, the 18th chapter. Because what is the criteria? What is Yahweh looking for? What is Yahweh that Yah requires that which is past? So what is the Most High looking for today? Is he looking for us to be suited and booted? Is he looking for us to talk real nice, smell real good, look like we the part, but not be the part? Well, what is Yahweh looking for today? Well, this is what it was. This is what he was looking for in the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter. And I must read the 21st verse. Actually, I'm going to start at the 20th verse. And it reads, "And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." So you see what the Most High require of us of the past, he's requiring us of us now. And you have to be a man of truth. And you have to be able to do it. Able to execute what Yah is sending you to do. If you're not able to do it, and you're not going to be a man of truth, you're not going to be a woman of truth, then y'all just not looking for you at this particular moment. You just need to sit out and get yourself together and understand that it's a time and season for everything. It may not be your time and season right now, but if you search for y'all and you seek out y'all, you will know that you have to be a man of truth. And why is it so important to be a man of truth? Because Yah's servant is coming in the name of Yahweh. So we can't stand for a bunch of our words to come out of our mouth. And we can't stand for a lot of philosophies to come out. And we can't stand for a lot of what he said, she said. No, it has to be authenticated by the words of Yah. Because as we read in Psalms 119 and 142, God's law is the truth. When Yahweh said that, he said, "Let there be light," and there is light, and it was good, it is a good thing. When the Most High said that it's not good for man to be alone, that's the truth. Because all you have to do is just live in the truth, and you'll see the full benefits of the truth. And these things that's going on in today amongst the world, and even in the nation of Israel, we really have to sit down and we have to ask ourselves, are we really in search of the truth? Because as it says in Proverbs, it says that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. So for you to use good sense, for you to use discretion, for us to use intelligence, we have to understand our own way. And when we say we for Yah, and when we say we servants of Yah, and when we say we're witnesses for Yah, then we have to be about truth. We have to stand for the truth. And the truth is something that is beautiful, but also the truth can be very rugged. But we have to go with the pits and falls and the beauty of it all, because it's all from our Elohim. We're going through these plights today, and we're going through these trials and tribulations today because we don't seek out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We'll take some of the truth, a portion of the truth, we'll take maybe 50% of the truth, but the whole truth is something that's a hard pill for us to swallow. And the plight that we're going through is because we just rejected the truth. And it's in our midst. It's in our faces. We are walking testimonies of Yah's truth. It says this in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. And in Amos, the 3rd chapter, going to read the second verse. And it reads, here, well, I'm going to start at the first verse. It reads, hear this word that Yah have spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities. And that's something that we have to register and know that we scratching our heads and wondering, well, why does these nations get away with these things? Why do these nations murder our people and get away with it? Why are we oppressed? Why are we downtrodden? Why does it seem like we seem to get drugged through the mud? Why are we being arrested for patronizing restaurants? Why are we being shot trying to inquire of help? Why are these things happening? Is what happened? Did we turn our backs from our Elohim? No, it can't be that. It has to be something more to it. Maybe I have to go out there and vote. Maybe I have to go out there and march. Maybe I got to go out there and show y'all that I'm a soldier. So I'm going to just go outside and start knocking heads off. And I don't know whether they got right intentions in their heart or wicked intentions, because y'all didn't put you in the position to be a judge without his word. So you're going out there and living by no type of judgment, no type of measurement. And that's just not the way of y'all. And we facing these punishments and these atrocities because y'all said, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. So therefore, we're being punished by, that's why we're being punished for all of our iniquities. To show you that that's the truth, to show you that that is the truth, Yahweh put a certain amount of curses upon his people. And these things will be a direct link that Yahweh is your Elohim. For example, turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to read the 36th and the 37th verses. And it reads, Yah shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other deities, wood and stone. And that's exactly what happened when our people got brought into this captivity. They was given gods of wood and stone to worship. And what are our people worshiping today? The gods of wood and stone. What are our people doing today? They're worshiping the lights that Yah set up. What are our people doing today? They're worshiping mountains. And they're worshiping dirt. And they're worshiping air. Because they just think that Elohims and gods is all around them. And they all individual gods. Not even knowing that Yah has set all these things up. And this is a punishment that the Most High placed on his people to let you know that Yah said, I mean business. When I say I'm going to punish you, he's punishing us and he's afflicting us. So you know that if these curses are real and authentic, you know the blessings are real and authentic too. That's what I say. What is truth? You have to live in it. You have to exist in it because Yah's truth and when it issue the words that issue out of his mouth is living. So that means when Yah speak it, it goes to work. It don't hesitate. It doesn't stall. It doesn't say, well, wait a minute, give me a few days. It starts to work because Yah said this in the book of Numbers. Numbers, the 19th chapter. Numbers, the 23rd chapter. And in Numbers 23, in verse 19, it reads that Elohim is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? See, Yahweh said, once you bless, you blessed. And the only way that other nations could get blessings is if they bless you. But if you cursed, and I done placed this curse on you, then you cursed. And you cursed until I remove the curses from off you. So no other nation gonna come and bless you. No other nation gonna come and save you. No other nation gonna come with compassion and sympathy in their hearts and say, well, I'm gonna redeem you because I see you cursed. I see that you downtrodden. I see that you oppressed. These things are not gonna take place because Yah is just not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Yah knows exactly what's going to happen once he issues out his words, because Yah established the earth from his judgments, own judgments. Like I said, Yah knows his people so well that he knows that the various afflictions that's placed on us, that these things will come to pass. If you turn with me to Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 21st verse. And it reads, notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathens, in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them amongst the heathens and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Shabbats. And their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And this is where you get the New Testament. This is where you get the Holy Quran. This is where you get the coming forth of the book of day and night. This is where you get the Talmud. This is where you get these books written by Charles Darwin and all these scientists. They claim to know, they know how old the earth is and how it was formed. And they can break down certain molecules and molecular structures and bring you all type of evidence that the earth is billions of years. These men are just speaking foolishness. They speak in words against the Most High. And these statues, if you go by them, then truly you know you can't live by them. If you go by what the New Testament says, you know you can't live by that. That's the reason why to maintain life, you have to go to Yah's word. The Muslims know they can't go by the Quran alone. That's why they, in order for them to maintain their survival, they got to go by Yah's words. And that's the only way that we are living today. It's through the words of Yah. But notice what the Most High said in this same chapter. He said that we polluted his Sabbaths. Now, at this point, we're in the wilderness. We're in captivity. We're in the midst of the heathens, and Yahweh still said we were polluting his Sabbaths. So that lets you know that Yah don't mean for his Sabbaths just to be kept in the land. And that doesn't mean that Yah done ended the Shabbats because you don't have animal sacrifices. The Most High never attached his holy days to animal sacrifices to say, well, if you don't have a beast, you can't keep it. No, there's certain statues that are attached to holy days that can only be kept in the land where Yah placed his name at. So you have to be looking for Yah's name. And you have to be looking for his word. You have to look for his word first. Because Yah going to reveal to you his name by in his word. But you can see we were polluting the Sabbath, even in the wilderness. And our people polluting the Sabbath in the wilderness of the day. And our people saying, look, it doesn't matter. Yah doesn't care if I keep the Sabbath or not. Yah doesn't care if I hang with a bunch of rebels. Yah doesn't even care if I teach my family to walk in his way. Because really, nothing can be done until we get home. Now, is that a truth or is that the truth? Well, to be honest with you, brothers and sisters and listeners tonight, this evening, that's a truth that's been formulated by the imagination of their own heart. But you can't see none of these ways be established by the works of Yah. Yahweh said this, well, wisdom, the wisdom of Yah lets you know this in Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Turn with me there. In Proverbs 14 and verse 5, it reads that a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A faithful witness, so don't tell me that you're faithful. You dedicated to Yah. You cleaving to Yah. Yah is your Elohim. He go before you. He directs your steps. But then when I say, well, can we keep the Shabbat in captivity? Nah, you don't delight in that. Do the Most High want his people to be clean and upright? I mean, he kind of do, but he also said we're going to die in the polluted land. So, you know, it's kind of like a catch-22. Do y'all want us to serve other idols? I mean, he said we was going to serve. That means that people don't understand that Yah's word is the truth and nothing but the truth. And they just walk it in the imaginations of their own heart. But they want other lies. So that means when you ask a faithful witness, brother, sister, can we keep the Sabbath day today? Yes. Can we serve idols? No. Should we eat clean and try to be clean? Yes. To the best of our ability? Yes. Because Yahweh commanded us to be clean and to be holy. He said, ye should be holy because I am holy. And Yah didn't command us to do nothing that we couldn't do. All of these things that's before us today, we are able to do. But it's the imagination of your own heart that'll have you under the impression that you can do these things. It says this in Proverbs 16. And excuse me, I'm looking for the particular verse. Yes, in Proverbs 16 and verse 9, it reads that a man's heart deviseth his way, but Yahweh directs his steps. See, that's how you know if you're faithful to Yah. If Yah got in your steps, Yah's directing your steps, it's going to be within harmony with his words. If I'm gathering sticks, and the rest of y'all's people is resting on the Sabbath, then I can't say, well, y'all got in my steps. But that's what our people are under the impression of. Our people think that we can walk the opposite of Yah and still be in harmony with Yah. Well, that's a contradiction. As it says in Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is an abomination. So how can you be walking when Yah is still? How can you be moving and working when Yah is resting? And how can you be resting when y'all tearing up something? Unless he got you hid and telling you to rest and telling us to rest and sit still. But if it's not by the words of Yah, and if it's not justified by the words of Yah, then we just to know that we just being led by our hearts. And the scriptures say that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? And our people just acted like they just know their hearts. They just know that they upright. They just know that they perfect. Well, if that's the case, if we are upright and if we are perfect and if we trying to walk humbly before our Elohim and if we trying to bow ourselves down to the will of the Most High, if these things are indeed true, then we have to deal with the truth. And the words of Yah are the truth. And his word and his truth is a purifier. Understand that the Most High's truth is so valuable to us that it's something that you purchase, but you can't sell it. It's something that you sacrifice and spend money on. Spend whatever you do, whatever you got to do to obtain it. But once you obtain it, you can't even sell it. It says this in Proverbs 23. In Proverbs 23 and verse 23, it reads, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Yes, that means if I got to spend my last dime to get some wisdom, understanding, and some knowledge, I'm going to do it. If I have to spend my last dime to get the truth, I'm going to do it. But when I get it, if a brother or sister walk up to me and say, brother, what is the truth? Well, I tell you what, I can tell you the truth. If you give me $59.95, I'll let you know the truth right now. No, I got to tell it to you. I tell it to the rich man. I tell it to the poor man. I tell it to the women. I tell it to the children. I tell it to my family. I even apply this to myself. And that's where it starts. With yourself. And if you know that you're searching for the truth, if you know that you are in need and yearning for the truth, then you just have to know it has to start with you. It has to start with you. You have to break down yourself and be like, look, I just want the truth. I came up my whole life thinking I knew the truth. Thought that I was a fairly intelligent individual. When I came into this knowledge and found out the ways of Yah, I found out I didn't know nothing. I was walking utterly backwards. And that's what most of our people are walking backwards. Why? Because we just refuse to even search for the truth, let alone hearken to it. But we're going to have to come together and we're going to have to discuss this truth. And the truth is Yah's words. Now, anybody that's afraid to discuss Yah's word and deal with this book in its wholeness and in its totality, then you have to look at yourself and ask yourself, are you prudent enough to understand your way and just say, I'm just not searching for the truth like I claim I am. I'm just not a lover of the truth like I say I am. I'm just not in love with the Most High as I claim I am. Well, once you're honest with yourself, then you can start doing something about it. Now you can read from instructions how you can break down and how you can be subservient to the truth, and how we can be obedient to the truth. Other word, we just walking with pride, and we trying to put Yah on top of it. But it say Yah said he dwell with the lowly. When the Most High said we have to come to him in this truth, as if we those that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, just like babies coming to the Most High. As an infant is in no position to debate with any information that you give to them, because they're seeking instruction. They're seeking wisdom. And they'll constantly go, why? Why is this? Well, what is that? What does that mean? This all throughout the scriptures, you can see that. When they seen what we were doing for the memorial or the Passover, the children was inquiring, what mean you by this service? When you're doing the law, statutes, your children are asking you, what is this? And you telling them, and you teaching them, when you walking by the way, when you lieth down, when you riseth up, you're doing this all day long. You're teaching. You're bringing them the truth. The best gift that you can ever give to a child, the best gift that you can ever give to an individual is the truth. And the best truth, the only truth to give to the people that's going to be sustaining of life is giving them the words of Yah. And we just have to humble ourselves and come to the conclusion and come to the facts that if we're going to be servants of Yah, we got to deal with truth. Because we can't deal with Yah no other way but in truth. It says this in Proverbs the 28th chapter. Turn with me there. And in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, and the 23rd verse, it reads, "He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue." So that means that if you truly sincere and you truly are in search of the truth, you know that reproof is coming with it. And you know that this reproof is going to be something that's going to be nasty going down, but it's going to bring you so much substance in the end. That's why the scriptures say better is the end of the matter than the beginning. Because at the beginning, you're like, man, you hit me with all this truth. You hit me with this truth, man. I don't know if I could take no more. But once you have taken it and once you have considered it, then you can start saying, man, you gave me instructions of life. Everything around me is vastly improving. Praise Yah, brother. Praise Yah, sister. I thank you for that reproof. I needed that reproof because now I can get right with Yah and I can start walking with my Elohim. Now I know the ways of instructions, and that's going to be way better than you just giving me a bunch of flattery speeches. You just giving me flattery titles. You giving me flattery words. You telling me, oh, I love you so much. You so dear, near and dear to me, but you haven't even gave me any reproof. I've been walking in the wrong ways, and you know I'm walking in the wrong ways, and you haven't given me any reproof. So you just flattering me all the way to the grave. No, it says that you rebuke a man, you should find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Because, brother, you done gave me life. Sister, you done gave me life. We got to praise Yah because his reproof gives us life. And it's a pill that we have to swallow. It's not an easy pill to swallow. It's not a simple pill to swallow. Yah's word and his truth is so strong. It's like it does this. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the first chapter. In Jeremiah, the first chapter, I'm going to read the 10th verse. It reads, "See, I have set this day, I have set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." You see, the first elements are destruction because you got to root them out. You got to search it out. And then once you done searched them out, you got to pull it down. And you got to destroy, and we got to pull down only to build and plant. And this is the responsibility that the Most High gave us to be over the nations. Now, how are we going to be able to do this if we're not searching for the whole truth? The real truth. The raw truth. If we're not trying to search with our whole heart. If we're not trying to be men of truth. How are we going to do it? We're going to do partially. We'll root out. We'll pull down and we'll throw down. Are we good at that? But you also have to build and plant. So once you done pulled it up, now you planting seeds of righteousness. And now uprightness is springing from out of his roots. And you only going to get that from a servant of Yah that's going by the words of Yah only and not giving you a bunch of flattery, not trying to entice you, not trying to just be your friend or your pal. Being a servant of Yah is a 24/7 duty. It's a 24/7. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, it has to be by the words of Yah. Because it says this in Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. In Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, I'm going to read the 19th verse. And it reads, "O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make deities and Elohims unto himself, and they are no Elohims?" See, the Most High is letting us know that these nations are going to come to us and say, "Look, man, our fathers inherited lies." So if these nations are going to come to us, how can we then go to them and try to seek out truth? How can we inquire of them what truth is? You'll have Yah said that, and I'm going to dig into what's this truth at the end of this presentation. But our people will go to schools that was raised up by the heathens, and they train up people in the ways of the heathens, and they'll try to get wisdom and understanding and knowledge of Yah's word by the heathens. When it said that these heathens going to say, "Look, our fathers inherited lies." So not only was they lying, they was just lying because these are the lies that they inherited. That means that this is a lie that their father told them, and this is the lie that my father's telling to me. So we need you to inquire with Yah and make these crooked things straight. We need you to bring the truth. Now, how are we going to bring the truth if we're not willing to sit down at the table of brotherhood and sisterhood and break bread and bring out this truth within ourselves? We got to do it. If we want to be men of truth, if we really seeking out righteousness, we have to do it. It's not something that we should do. It's something that we need to do because these issues are important to our very lives. They are the substance to our very existence. These things have to be ironed out. I hear all throughout Israel, it says that we won't see eye to eye, the leaders won't see eye to eye until we make it home. Well, that's why it says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, but with all you're getting, get an understanding. The Most High said this, and give me one moment. It says this in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. In Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, I'm going to read the 8th verse. "Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion." So this is saying that they shall see eye to eye when Yah lift up. Not until Yah lift up, bring Zion. They shall see eye to eye when Yah shall bring again Zion. So we have to get together and we have to iron these things out before the decree breaks forth. Because that's why it says, "Boast not thyself in tomorrow." There's no guarantee that we're going to be in that land. I can't sit there and say, "Well, I'm going to get it right when I get home." I don't know if I'm making it home. That's my aspiration. That's my hope. That's what I aspire to be. But I can't say what I'm going to do. That's why when I speak about going home, I say, look, when the righteous make it home, this, that, and the third. When the righteous make it home, because I know Yahweh taking Israel home. And I know that the righteous will be in the land. But for myself, I'm just praying that I can stay in the right path and always be a lover of truth so I can stay in the way so I can make it home. But I can't say, look, I'm not going to iron this out until we get home, because tomorrow not even promised. So how can you foresee and say something that you haven't even imagined? Y'all say you can't even imagine the good I got for the righteous when they make it back home. So these are the things that we have to take into consideration. And these are the things that we have to take with the utmost urgency. And these are the things that we have to say we have to iron out now. We have to seek out the truth. And we have to seek out the truth throughout Yah's word. We can't seek it from any other nation. We can't seek it from any other heathenistic tribe. We can't seek it from any heathenistic book. We have to seek it right out of the words of the Most High. And this is how we're going to see eye to eye. Iron just going to have to come together with iron. And we're going to have to sharpen these things out. And we're going to have to get these things ironed out. Because Yah didn't say this was going to be soft. Yah said the sheep of my pastures are men. You know it's going to be rough. We know it's going to be rugged. But these things have to be done. These things must be done. And these things will be done. If it's not by me, it'll be done by Yah's servant. Because Yah's word doesn't come back void. Yahweh said this in Proverbs. His wisdom lets you know this in Proverbs 30. Turn with me there. And in Proverbs, the 30th chapter and the 5th verse, it says, every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Yah's word is pure. So that means Yah's word is tried. It's verified. It's established. Yah didn't issue no incomplete thoughts and say, well, I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out the rest. No, he done proposed it. That means that he done meditated on, and when once it issue out of his mouth, it goes to work. And this is we just have to be bold. It say in Proverbs 28, it say, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And if you consider yourself bold as a lion, if you consider yourself righteous, and they go hand in hand. If you consider yourself bold, then you got to consider yourself righteous. Then you have to know that we got to come together and iron out this truth and seek the truth. Because in seeking Yahweh, you seeking the truth. Because you will know that there is no Elohim besides Yah. You will know that there is no law, statutes, judgments, and commandments like the ones that Yah has given his people. You will know that Yah is the first, and he's the last. You will know that we don't have to search through any other book to establish truth. You will know that we don't have to go to any other doctrine to establish Yah's truth. And you will know that we don't have to seek any other people to establish Yah's truth. Because Yah has gave us, the nation of Israel, the responsibility of bringing forth truth to the world, not just amongst each other, not to our prospective cities, but to the whole world. The whole world is going to be seeking Yah's truth. Yah said that we're going to be a kingdom. Yah said we ought to be a kingdom of priests. So that means that all of Yah's servants are supposed to be equipped with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Yah's word. Because there's nations out there that don't know Yah, that haven't been exposed to Yah, that don't know the righteousness and truth of Yah, and we have to bring it to them. But we have to walk together in unity. Like it says, how can two walk together except be agreed? That's applicable to that. When we approach nations and telling them about the goodness of Yah, I can't be saying Yah is one, and my brother and sister over here talking about Yeshua, or the Christ in the New Testament, or Uncle Al, or coming in the name of another deity. We're not going to be walking in. We're not going to be walking in unity for long. We got to come together and iron out this truth. Is Yahweh one or is he not? Is Yahweh word the truth or is it not? Does Yahweh stand for his people or don't he? Because if you say something totally diverse from the words of the Most High, then I have to question, do you really want the truth? Because you know that if they diverse from the words of Yah, they're not going to want to come together and have this discussion. They're not going to want to sit down and have an outright discussion about what is this truth, because this truth is going to bring destruction to pride. It's going to bring destruction to arrogancy. It's going to bring destruction to lies and vanity. It's going to bring destruction to whatever little system that you done set up that we done grown accustomed to. Y'all's going to flip everything up on his head. So we got to stand for the truth. And we got to stand for Yah. And we have to stand for the truth of Yahweh, because if we aim to be righteous and we're seeking righteousness, because that's a way of Yah, righteousness, then we have to stand for the truth. And if we're standing for the truth, we just have to stand for Yah's word. It says this in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. Turn, we'll be there. In Leviticus, the 19th chapter, in the 11th verse, it reads, "Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie to one another." And then right after that, it said, "Ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall thou profane the name of thy Elohim. I am Yah." So this goes, this is why we don't lie one to another. Because we ain't not taking our name, we're not taking the name of our Elohim in vain. Not if you're saying you're a witness of Yah. Not saying that you trust in Yah. Not saying that you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. We wouldn't dare take our Elohim's name in vain. So therefore, we can't lie to one another. We can't come together and just be, that's why it says in Ecclesiastes, it's better to go into the house of mourning than in the house of mirth. See, Yah's going to dwell with the lowly. It's going to be rugged. It's going to be rough. It's going to be travail. But in the end, you're willing to endure it if you're seeking out the truth. Because what's the alternative? Being with brothers and sisters that's going to lie to you. And what's that going to benefit you? What is that going to profit you? Absolutely nothing. That's going to set you back, not set you forward. That's going to bring you into darkness, not bring you into light. So we just have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to put the pride aside, the ego aside. We have to say, look, this is not about you. This is not about me. This is about Yah. And let's get this thing established. Let's sit down at the table of brotherhood and let's get this thing ironed out. So even if we don't leave that day or that night or that week or that weekend, even if we don't leave this situation in agreement, at least we can say praise Yah. We can come together and have these conversations again. But we're going to have to come together and discuss this truth. We're going to have to come together and iron out this truth. And what is this truth that I've been talking about tonight? Well, it's all in this. If you turn with me to Psalms, the 147th division. And in Psalms 147, in verse 19, it says, and it reads, "He showeth his words unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation, and that for his judgments, they have not known them." Praise Yah. So this is what Yah is letting you know. There's no need to have strife over what truth is. There's no need to lean to your own understanding. There's no need for you to say, well, I'm just going to go in the way until I find it. Because if you found Yah's word, and if you've taken Yah's word and placed it in our inward parts and eat it as that role he commanded Ezekiel, if you've truly done that, then you know we've been walking around with the truth our whole life. Our whole lives, our very existence, from the beginning of our birth, have we had the truth in our midst. So when are we going to stop walking past it? When are we going to stop ignoring it? When are we going to stop adding to it and diminishing from it? When are we going to realize that Yah's word is the truth? if we believe that that Yahweh is Elohim and there is none besides him, then why would there be other words besides his? Why would there be other statues besides his? Why would there be other judgments besides his? And why would there be other commandments besides his? When we all agree, and books, and all type of theories and theologies, because we can all agree that Yahweh is one. That's what we come together every Shabbat and say. Every Shabbat and say, Hear, O Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh is one. So we know Yahweh is one. We know his laws is one. We know his statutes is one. We know his judgments is one. And we know his commandments are one, because we all know that we coming in the name of Yah, and Yah done gave us the book of truth. That's why he says, Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. For not one of these shall fail, and none shall want their mate, because this book is the book of truth. These are the laws of truth. These are the testimonies of truth, because they all spoken in the word of Yahweh, in the name of Yahweh. Signed, sealed, and delivered. We coming with truth. Now, if we coming with anything else, then you got to authenticate it. You have to assess, and you have to show that these words, that Yah made another book, that he got other statues, that he delights in something else. So it don't matter what we talking about, whether we talking about when the day begins, whether we talking about is Yah one, whether we talking about marriage, whether we talking about when the month starts, whether we talking about when the year starts, whether we're talking about what type of clothes we should wear, or how we should behave ourselves, or the ways we should walk. All of our controversies that we have shouldn't be argued with just individual opinion. We have the book of truth right here, and it's called the word of Yah. That's recorded in the book from Genesis to Malachi, referred to as the Old Testament. And as Moray Shire brought out a couple of weeks ago, that's why the Most High commanded to seek the old path. So that even in their ways, they done gave this book the name of the appropriate title, the Old Testament, because this is the path that we should be seeking and should be attempting to walk in if we are aiming to be about the truth. If we are willing to say that we walk with Yah, then we got to deal with this truth. And we all have to understand that this truth is only, without a shadow of a doubt, the words of Yahweh, the true and living Elohim. So, hallelujah. I give all praises, all honor, and all glory to the Holy One of Israel. This has been nothing but the truth. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.